Did we buy drip equipment for farming? Drip equipment were bought to construct roads. In fact, we should be credited that we're putting the taxpayers' money to good use. They bought the drip equipment and couldn't use them. Taxpayers' money, causing financial loss to the state. We're putting the drip equipment to practical use. When we fix the road, and don't worry, even the drip equipment, like I said, they haven't paid for it. John Mahama is going to pay for it because John Mahama fixes every mess of the NPP. But the reality is, when the road is fixed, do they ask you, are you NDC or MPP before you use the road? That's, you see, that's the problem of the NPP. For them, thing is about, but for us, it's about the red, gold, green. It's Ghanaians. The fact that if we fix that road, near high school, they're not going to ask the kids what their parents' political affiliations are before they use those ICT equipment. In Tompreman today, when you're making phone calls and your calls are going through, when you call, that the network doesn't ask you if you're an NDC member or an MPP member. That's the problem of the NPP. That's why I say that the NPP is our national problem party. They're the national problem of our country. And the earlier we keep driving them out, the better for all of us and for development. So last-minute vote buying, I don't see that. I see a responsive government. And you see, it just shows you, in 7 months, 8 months of the NDC government and the good work we're doing, Akwetia had failed to get its fair share because they didn't have a good rep who was able to ask and make the demands. In how many weeks of Lawyer Bernard, he's been able to knock on doors even without getting the mandate yet. You see, Unimowa, Shenda.
Afenyo says you should have just pulled out. Afenyo.
Well, tell him that we are not specialists in pulling out. They are. I mean, we go all to the end and make sure that it bears fruits